Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind. Today is part 5 on how to manifest wealth and riches through the power of the mind. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, or also known as Cheryl Savage, also known as The Hypnosis Queen. If you've missed the previous shows to this series, please go back and listen to the recorded. They're recorded shows that you can listen to at your convenience at any time you like. We're going to talk about today about your feelings, and if you can feel it, you can receive it. You're also going to learn how easy it is to harness the force of love for money, health, career, business, and relationships. And with this knowledge, you'll be able to change your life into whatever it is that you want. I am a certified hypnotherapist since 1991. I'm also known as the Hypnosis Queen, and if you'd like to have more information on me, you can go, or about what I do, you can go to my blog at www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. Also, with this series that I'm doing on how to manifest wealth and riches to the power of the mind, you can also preview for free and download, if you'd like to have it, download for only $9.99 my hypnosis audio on how to become rich and wealthy with the law of attraction with hypnosis. You can download that at www.cdbaby.com. That is www.cdbaby.com/artist. That's A-R-T-I-S-T /CJ Savage. And that's CJSAVAGE. And you can download that for $9.99. You can also preview it for free. Okay, we have a lot of material to cover, so we're going to jump right into this and get right with it. I'm not going to backtrack on what we've done before, so if you missed the previous shows, go back and listen to them. There is one really very important show. If you've not heard it, you need to go back and listen to it. Even if you think you have no desire on forgiving anyone or anything, there is a show that I've done previously on forgiveness and how important it is. Also in there, it teaches you how to master your physical consciousness, your physical mind, and why and how it's so important to forgive. That is like a prerequisite in order to create the life that you want. You can't go around carrying a lot of baggage with hate, anger, grief, regret, and all that, and still have every area of your life balanced and be really, truly happy. So go back and listen to it, even if you think, oh, you have someone that you maybe have some anger with or issues with, and you think you can justify it. There is no justification for having anger over anything. Okay, today we're going to talk about your feelings. Everything in the universe is magnetic, and everything has a magnetic frequency. You have to realize that everything in this world, everything, is energy. It's made up of energy, which means you can take anything, even a rock, wood, person, anything, and break it down and break it down and break it down until you come up with just nothing but pure energy. And with this energy, it has what we call a vibrational frequency. So if you've not understood that so far, you need to understand that everything has a vibrational frequency. And it could be as low as 30, a frequency of 30, up to as high as a human being has a vibrational frequency. Mother Teresa was somewhere around 750, which is one of the highest vibrational frequencies anybody's had. The average American has a vibrational frequency of about 250. So understand that everything has a vibrational frequency, and with that vibrational frequency, it has what we call a magnetic frequency. So we actually have technology these days that can measure the vibrational frequency in anything. And then if you understand that, understand also that there are certain universal laws that work for everyone all the time, no matter what. Whether you think so or not, it doesn't matter. They work for everyone all the time. So with that in mind, then understand that everything in the universe is magnetic and everything has a magnetic frequency. And I have told you in the past, if you think and talk and act very negatively, then you become a crap magnet, which means you're putting out negative energy and you're going to attract back like energy. Same thing if you put out good energy, good, right, positive energy, you're going to attract back like energy. Understand that whatever you put out, you're going to attract back. Whatever you do to someone, you'll have it done to you. Okay, with that being said, today's lesson, I'm taking material from Robin Burns, which is her, she has two books, The Magic and The Power. And I'm going to take the material from, mostly from her, The Power. And next week I'm going to also cover some of her material along with Charles Honnell in the Master Key System. And I will get to that today if we have enough time. So understand that everything in the universe is magnetic and everything has a magnetic frequency. Your feelings and thoughts have magnetic frequencies too. Good feelings mean you're on a positive frequency of love. Bad feelings mean you're on a negative frequency. Whatever you feel, whether good or bad, determines your frequency. And like a magnet, you attract the people, events, and circumstances that are on the same frequency. If you are feeling enthusiastic, your frequency of enthusiasm will attract enthusiastic people, situations, and events. And if you are feeling fearful, your frequency of fear will attract fearful people, situations, and events to you. You are never left in doubt about the frequency you're on because your frequency is always exactly whatever you're feeling. Remember, I told you there is a higher power. It doesn't matter what religion you are or what your religious beliefs are. Scientists call it source or source energy. Christians call it God. In all my hypnosis that I do, I keep it on a very neutral basis, and I refer to it as the universal light of life's energy. This higher power travels to and through everything in this world, if not the entire universe. So therefore, you have to understand that in the past, and I've said this many, many times, that higher power will respond to your feelings more than anything else. Now, when you say something, especially with a lot of emotion behind it, if you're really, really angry or if you're really excited, but you say it with total affirmation, you're very adamant in whatever it is that you say, and you say it with so much feeling, you want to get your feeling across, doesn't it just magically happen after that? Good or bad? It happens. So be careful what you say with a lot of feeling, because that higher power really responds to your feelings. It responds to your words, of course, but when you get your feelings involved, it amplifies those words big time. Okay? So, good or bad, feeling enthusiastic or feeling fearful, it's still going to respond to your feelings. You are never left in doubt about your frequency because you're on that frequency. It's always exactly whatever you're feeling. If you're not really sure how you feel about something, just pay attention to your feelings, how you're really feeling when you talk about something. You can change your frequency at any time by changing how you feel, and everything around you will change because you're on a new frequency. So realize that whatever part of your life that you want to change, if you want to change your life or any part of it, you have to start with changing your thoughts. And when you change your thoughts, you're going to change your feelings. You can take any situation in your life, and every possible outcome of that situation can happen. Any outcome can happen because you can have any feeling about the situation. We have free will. It is your choice how you feel about something. Remember, it's not what happens to you that's nearly as important as how you treat what happens to you, or I should say, how you respond to the matter. A relationship can be on a happy, joyful, exciting, satisfying, and every good feeling frequency. A relationship can also be on a boring, frustrating, worrisome, resentful, depressing, and every bad feeling frequency. Any outcome of that relationship can happen. And the way you feel determines exactly what will happen in that relationship. Whatever you're feeling, you are giving about that relationship is exactly what you will receive back in that relationship. You know, I might repeat some of this, and I might repeat it in different ways and say it different ways, because if your mind doesn't respond to what I'm saying when I say it one way, maybe it will when I say it another way. But usually when any person hears something at least three times, they start to get it. They understand it. So if you're not grasping this immediately, if you keep listening, you will finally get it. If you're feeling joyful about the relationship most of the time, you're giving love, and you must receive love and joy back through that relationship because that frequency that you're on. Look at the list of feeling frequencies, and you'll see that no matter what the subject is in your life, there are many different feeling frequencies, and you determine the outcome of each subject through how you feel about it. You can feel excited, happy, joyful, hopeful, worried, fearful, or depressed about money. You can feel ecstatic, passionate, blissful, discouraged, or anxious about your health. Everything's a choice, and you are in charge. You are in complete and total charge of what you think and how you feel. Period. No one can make you feel anything. It is your choice. You can think, well, he made me feel bad because he called me names. Well, you know what? You still have that choice on how you perceive it. You can think, what an idiot. You don't call me names. I am not those things. So you have a choice of what you think and how you feel. Because these are all different feeling frequencies, and whatever feeling frequency you're on is what you will receive. You may want to travel, but if you feel disappointment that you don't have the money to travel, then on the subject of travel, you are feeling disappointment. Feeling disappointment means you're on the disappointment frequency, and you will continue to receive disappointing circumstances in which you cannot travel until you change the way you feel. The force of love will move every circumstance for you to travel, but you have to be on one of the good feeling frequencies to receive it. Remember, what you believe, what you can conceive, what you can believe and conceive, you will achieve no matter what. If you can believe it, first if you can conceive it and believe it, you will achieve it no matter what. So when you change the way you feel about a situation, you are giving a different feeling. You're on a different feeling frequency, and the situation must change to mirror your frequency. If something negative has happened in your life, you can change it. And it's never too late because you can always change the way you feel. To receive what you would love, to change anything into what you would love, no matter what the subject, all it takes is changing the way you feel. Remember, love is a very powerful, positive force of energy. Love is just not a feeling. Love is pure energy. Many people really don't know about the power of good feelings, and so their feelings are reactions or responses to what has happened to them. They have put their feelings on automatic pilot instead of deliberately taking charge of them. And that's what most people do, is their actions are based on their feelings and emotions that evolve around events. Isn't what people do most of the time is simply a response or reaction to something that's happened? People get married, they get divorced, they go into war based on their feelings, their emotions, on circumstances or events. They put their feelings on automatic pilot instead of deliberately taking charge of them. When something good happens, don't you feel good? And then when something bad happens, do you feel bad? You don't realize that your feelings are the cause of what is happening to you. And so you react with negative feelings to something that has happened that has given, then it gives you more negative feelings. And you receive back more negative circumstances. You become trapped in a cycle by your own feelings. Your life goes around and around in circles, not getting anywhere, like a hamster on a wheel, because you don't realize that to change your life, you must change your feeling frequency. Have you ever known something bad that happens to somebody and they just respond to what's happened, and so they are very depressed, they sink down in depression, become very upset and sad, and the next thing that happens, something else bad happens. And then their feelings get even worse, and they're on what we call a down spiraling. They're responding to something very negative, and they just allow their feelings to respond automatically, like on autopilot. And so they're not in charge, and so they just start down spiraling. It just keeps getting worse and worse. So again, you become trapped into a cycle by your own feelings. Your life goes around and around in circles, not getting anywhere, like a hamster on a wheel, because you don't realize that to change your life, you must change your feeling frequency. You know, instead of letting something bad happen to you and responding very negatively, you could look at it as a life lesson, a learning lesson. You can look for the silver lining around the cloud, because there always is one. If you don't have enough money, naturally you don't feel good about money. But the money in your life will never change while you don't feel good about it. And if you give out negative feelings about money, you're on a negative frequency about money, and you will receive back negative circumstances like big bills and things breaking down, creating more bills and more needs, which are all circumstances that drain you out of money. When you react with negative feelings to a big bill, you give out more negative feelings about money, which bring you even more negative circumstances to you that drain you more money. Every single second is an opportunity to change your life, because in any moment you can change the way you feel. It doesn't matter what you have felt before. It doesn't matter what mistakes you think that you have made. When you change the way you feel, you are on a different frequency, and the law of attraction responds instantaneously. When you change the way you feel, the past is gone. Do you hear what I said? When you change the way you feel, the past has gone. And when you change the way you feel, your life changes. Don't waste one moment in regret. For to think feeling of a mistake of the past is to reinfect yourself. I'm going to repeat that. Neville Goddard made an expression. He was a New Thought author back in the 1905 to 1970-something. He said, do not waste one moment in regret, for to think feeling of the mistakes of the past is to reinfect yourself. So you can digest that. No excuses for the force of love. If your life is not filled with everything that you love, it doesn't mean that you're not a good or loving person. The life purpose for each of us is to overcome negativity by choosing love. The problem is that most people love and then they stop loving hundreds of times in a day. They don't give love for very long for the force of love to move through all good things into their life. Think about it. One moment you give love through like a warm hug and a loved one, and then you stop giving love within minutes because you get annoyed because you can't find your keys, or you got delayed in traffic, or you can't find a parking space. You give love when you laugh with a work colleague. And then you stop when you get disappointed because the local lunch place ran out of something that you really wanted. You give love as you look forward to the weekend, and then you stop when you receive your bills. And so it continues all day long, day after day, like a roller coaster. You give love, and then you stop giving love. You give love, and then you stop giving love from one moment to the next. You're either giving love and harnessing the force of love, or you're not. Remember, love is a very powerful, positive force of energy. What is it that you want working in your life? That? The love that's a very positive, powerful force of energy? Or not loving, which is just the opposite? You can't harness the force of love with an excuse about why you didn't love. excuses and justifying why you didn't love something or someone just add more negativity into your life. When you give an excuse as to why you didn't love, you're feeling the same negativity again, and so you're giving out more of it. Remember, I said if you hold on to anger, hate, resentment, regret for anyone or anything, it is like you drinking the poison and hoping the other person gets sick, and they don't. You do. And every single time something reminds you of that thing or that person or event, whatever it may be that caused you hate and anger or any kind of negative feeling, negative vibrational feeling, then it's, again, it's like drinking another drop of poison, and basically you just hope that the other person gets sick. But it doesn't happen that way. It's impossible to hate anything or anyone or about anything, because all you're doing is hating yourself. Remember, what you put out, you get back the same. Whatever you give, you get. Whatever you do to someone or something, you're going to have done unto you. So remember, if you haven't done so already, if you have any kind of negative feelings about anything or anyone or an event, then go back and listen to my recorded series on forgiveness. And realize that you can change your feelings at any given moment. I have witnessed even a young mother who lost a child. The baby died upon birth. And as distraught as what they were, after about a month of grieving, which grieving can actually be healthy when it serves a purpose, because they had reason to grieve and they have to let go. But then you have to start getting a hold of yourself and treating yourself like a third person. Talk to yourself, because that's what you are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, so you talk that human being that of yourself and raise that vibrational frequency. And you can start out by simply saying every day in every way, I am getting better and better. And say it with momentum. Say it with emotion. Say it like you mean it with all your heart. Say it like you have to convince someone that you mean it, or your life depends on it, because it does. Because if you let that negative emotion and feeling run through you all day long, or every time you are reminded of a certain event or a person or a thing, then it's like drinking more poison. And I ask you, how much poison can you drink before you get sick? Before you get so sick that you're going to die, that you then have to fight back for your life to recover? We have free will, and life is full of choices. But holding anger in your heart or hate or resentment or regret at any moment does not serve you. It does not do you any good. It does not do you any justice. You're only harming yourself. If you get annoyed because there was a mix-up, like in an appointment, and you blame another person for the mix-up, then aren't you really blaming yourself? And are you using blame as an excuse not to give love? Be the law of attraction that only receives what you are giving. So if you're giving blame, you must receive circumstances of blame back in your life. It won't necessarily come back to you from the person that you were blaming, but most assuredly you will receive a circumstance of blame. There are no excuses for the force of love. You get what you give, period. If that seems confusing to you, I know if it sounds like a foreign language to you, it might, but just realize that what you give, you get. What you get what you give. It doesn't matter if you sit down and gossip about someone at any given moment and think, well, I was with my best friend, no big deal. Just know then that someone will be gossiping about you. Blame, criticism, finding fault, and complaining are all forms of negativity. All of them bring so much strife. With every little complaint and every moment you criticize anything, you are giving negativity. Complaints about the weather, traffic, the government, your partner, children, parents, the economy, food, your body, your work, customers, business, prices or service seem like small, harmless things, but they bring back with them a whole host of negativity. Just throw out of your vocabulary the words like terrible, horrible, disgusting, awful, because when you say those words, they come with strong feelings, especially cuss words. Try to throw all of the cuss words out of your vocabulary because they come with strong feelings, and those strong feelings are a very negative vibrational frequency which affects every single cell in your body, which then, if you have health problems, do you not make the connection? When you say them, they must return to you, which means you are putting those labels on your own life. Don't you think it'd be a good idea to use more words like fantastic, amazing, fabulous, brilliant, wonderful, so on and so on? You can have whatever you love and want, but you have to harmonize with love, and that means there are no excuses for not giving love. Excuses and justifications prevent you from receiving everything that you want. They prevent you from having an amazing life. All that we send into the lives of others comes back into our own, period. You don't make a connection when you complain to a store person and then a few hours later you receive a call from a neighbor complaining that your dog is barking. You don't make a connection when you meet a friend for lunch and talk very negatively about a mutual friend and you get back to work and you discover big problems have developed with your major client. You don't make a connection when your dinner conversation is about something very negative in the news and then that night you can't sleep because you have an upset stomach. You don't make a connection when you stop to help someone who has dropped something in the street and then 10 minutes later you get a parking space right outside the supermarket door. You don't make a connection when you happily help your child with their homework and then the next day you receive news that your tax refund is bigger than you thought. Do you get the picture yet? You get what you give. Nothing comes from without. Everything comes from within. There's the old saying, from within to without. If you give more than 50% of positive thoughts and feelings instead of negative, then you've reached a tipping point. Even if you give 51% good thoughts and good feelings, you have tipped the scales in your life. And here's the reason why. When you give love, it not only comes back to you as positive circumstances that you love, but it comes back, it adds even more love and positivity to your life. The new positivity then attracts more positive things, adding even more love and positivity to your life. And so it continues. Everything is magnetic. And when something good comes to you, it magnetically attracts more good things. This is the reason why I have the lesson. There was a show on being grateful. Being grateful is one of the most magical, just amazing parts of the life that can change your life probably more than anything else. Try being grateful. Just do it for 2 weeks, 14 days, the 30 days. Being grateful. Just try to be grateful about everything. Every day, start a list mentally, what you're grateful for while you're getting ready to leave for the day. Think about what you're grateful for. Go to sleep at night mentally making a list of what you're really grateful for. And when you make that list, don't just list it like, oh, I'm grateful for this and that and this and that. When you're grateful, feel the love for it. Feel really grateful. Imagine if you didn't have it, if it was taken away. Wouldn't you really miss it? Whether it's your home or your eyesight or your health or your food or water that you have to use and clean and bathe and all that. Think about what you're really grateful for and be really grateful for it and feel really grateful. Everything is really magnetic. So when you're grateful for something, when I say something good comes to you, you're going to attract more of whatever it is that you're grateful for. You may have experienced this when you said you were having a lucky streak or you were on a roll, when one good thing after another just happens and then the good things just kept happening. Have you ever had times like that that you can remember? The only reason those times occurred was because you'd given out more to love than negativity. And as the love returned to you, it added more love to your life, which then attracted even more good things. You may have also experienced the reverse happening when something went wrong and then other things started going wrong, one thing after another. Those times happen because you were giving more negativity than love. And as the negativity returned to you, it added more negativity to your life, which then attracted more negative things, which I call downspiring. If you get on a roll of being negative and you get mad about something and something else makes you mad and you're just even kind of enjoying your madness and being just mad because you want to be mad, well, you're going to just attract more negativity. You're going to be on a roll, which you're going to down spiral, and you're going to attract a whole host of negativity into your life. You may have called those times a run of bad luck, but they have nothing to do with luck at all. The law of attraction was working precisely in your life, and those times, good or bad, were simply a reflection of the percentage of love or negativity that you were giving. The only reason the lucky streak or the run of bad luck changed is that at some point you tipped the scales the other way with your feelings. Have you ever heard someone saying, oh man, I went through a divorce, and I mean, I hit rock bottom. I've even said that before myself. And then when you think that things can't get any worse, you actually make a real effort to change your feelings because you get to the point where things get so bad you just don't care. And you start actually looking forward to the good things. You start focusing on the good in life. You start focusing on the positive things. And so you start saying, well, one good thing about hitting rock bottom is nowhere to go but up. You ever heard that? So that's when you stop looking at and focusing on all the negativity and you start focusing on the positive, then things start changing for the better. True? Yes or yes? True or true? Yes or yes? To change your life, all you have to do is just tip the scales by giving 51% of love through your good thoughts and good feelings. And once you reach the tipping point of giving more love than negativity, the love that comes back to you then multiplies itself by attracting more love through the law of attraction. Suddenly you experience an acceleration and multiplication of good things. Instead of more negative things coming back to you and multiplying, you now have more good things coming back to you and being multiplied in every area of your life. And this is the way your life is supposed to be. When you wake up each morning, you're standing at the tipping point of your day. One way tips you into a wonderful day filled with good things. The other way tips you into a day filled with problems. You're the one who determines what your day will be by the way that you feel. And you can change the way that you feel. You can literally change the energy within you and all around you by starting with a list of being grateful. Think about what it is that you love. Think about what it is that you really appreciate. And feel that appreciation for whatever it is that you have, that you do, or that you can do, that you have the ability to do. You are the one and the only one who determines what your day is going to be by the way that you feel. And you can change the way you feel by changing your thoughts and the way that you're thinking. Put in an affirmation there. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. If it is your health that you're concerned about, then simply start filling your idle thinking, your idle thoughts, your idle time with your mind by filling it with the affirmation, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. I think the affirmation came out of Grow and Think Rich. Anyway, you can simply use the affirmation to fill your idle thinking, and you can change your health. Instead of focusing on your health problems and being sick or afraid of getting sick or fearful that you might be sick and not know it, then just fill your mind and your thoughts with the affirmation, I am whole, perfect, strong, loving, powerful, and happy. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. Simply stick with that affirmation and say it over and over and fill your idle thinking, and you can change your health, literally. Yes, you can. You're the one who is going to determine how your day is going to be by the way that you feel. Whatever you're feeling is what you're giving, and with certainty, that is exactly what you'll receive back in your day, surrounding you wherever you go. As you begin your day and you're feeling happy while you keep feeling happy, your day will be great. But if you begin your day in a bad mood and you do nothing to change it, your day will not be so great at all. One day of good feelings not only changes your day, it changes your tomorrow and your life. Provided that you maintain your good feelings and you go to sleep feeling good, you begin the next day with a momentum of good feelings. As you continue to feel good as much as you can, your good feelings continue to multiply by the law of attraction. And so it continues day after day, and your life just gets better and better. So many people don't live for today. And that is so absolutely true. Most people are always recapping and thinking about the past. Every little something or other or person or word or sound or something in their senses reflects to something that happened in the past. And so they're living in the past. Or they're worried about the future, worried about what they're going to have or what they're going to do, or worried about their health in the future as they age. They're not completely consumed with the future, and yet it is how we live today that creates our future. So if you're not living for today, then don't worry about your future, because how you live today, how should I say this? How you live today is actually creates your future. So many people don't live for today. They are completely consumed with the future, and yet how we live today, that creates our future. Do you understand that? How you live today, actually, you are creating your future. It is what you feel today that matters, because it is the only thing that determines your future. Every day is an opportunity for a new life, because every single day you stand at the tipping point of your life. And on any one day, you can change the future through the way that you feel. When you tip the balance to good feelings, the force of love will change your life so fast that you will scarcely believe it. Everything in the universe is magnetic, and everything has a magnetic frequency, including your thoughts and feelings. Remember that. And whatever you feel, good or bad, determines your frequency, and you attract the people, the events, and the circumstances that are all on the same frequency. So if you do not like what you are attracting into your life, then you need to change the way you feel. And you can change the way you feel by changing the way that you think, your thoughts. Change your frequency at any time by changing how you feel, and everything around you will change because you're on a new frequency. If something negative has happened in your life, you can change it. It is never too late, because you can always change the way you feel. Remember I said many people put their feelings on automatic pilot, and their feelings are reactions to what happens to them. However, they don't realize that it's their feelings that are the cause of what happens to them. To change anything, whether it's the circumstances of money, health, relationships, or any subject whatsoever, you have to change the way you feel. Blame, criticism, finding fault, complaining are all forms of negativity, and all of them bring back nothing but strife. throw out those cuss words out of your vocabulary and throw out those bad words like terrible, horrible, disgusting, awful, hate, whatever. Use more words like fantastic and amazing, fabulous, brilliant, and wonderful. Even if you just give 51% of good thoughts and good feelings, then you have tipped the scales in your life for the better. Every day is an opportunity for a new life. Every day you stand at the tipping point of your life. And on any one day, you can change the future through the way you feel. To bring a specific desire to you, you must follow the simple, but they're scientific steps of what we call the creation process, whether it's bringing something you want or changing something you don't want. The process is always exactly the same. It is scientific. Remember, I said what you can conceive and believe, you will achieve every time. What you can conceive in your mind, you're going to start to feel it. When you conceive it, you imagine it. You give it thought and you imagine it. And if you can imagine it, you will start to feel it. When you feel it, then you are believing it. And when you believe it, you will achieve it every single time. Imagine it, feel it, receive it. That is the magic in life. Use your mind to focus on and imagine what it is that you desire. Imagine yourself being with your desire. Imagine yourself doing things with your desire. Imagine yourself having your desire. That's the first part. Second part is feel it. At the same time that you're imagining all this, you must feel the love for what it is that you're imagining. You must imagine and feel being with your desire. You must imagine and feel doing things with your desire. You must imagine and feel having your desire. Your imagination connects you to what it is that you want. Your desire and feelings of love create the magnetism, the magnetic power drawing your desire to you. This completes your part in the creation process. And then the force of love will work through the visible and the invisible forces of nature to bring you what you desire. It will use circumstances, events, and people to give what it is that you love to you. The force of love will give what you love to you. Whatever you desire, you must want it with all your heart. It's called a burning desire. Remember I said, I want you to focus on what it is that you want. Write down your goals. List everything it is that you want. And then you list why you want it. And when you write this all out and you write why you want it, then you're going to discover that there are really good reasons why you want something. And when you have a good reason, you start to create a burning desire. That means you want it with all your heart. And when you make that list, you eliminate everything on that list except one or two things. Whatever is the one or two most important things on that list that you want, that's what you're going to focus on, because what you focus on, you feed. You put energy into it. So if you're going to try to focus on a dozen different things, and your energy is going to be so scattered that you can't really feed any one thing very well. So if you focus on one or two things, you can put all your time, thought, and effort, your energy into that. And then you will create that, what is called a burning desire. You want it with all your heart. Desire is love. And unless you have a burning desire in your heart, you will not have enough power to harness the force of love. You must really desire what you want. As an athlete desires to play a sport, and a dancer desires to dance, and a painter desires to paint, you must desire what it is that you want with all your heart, because desire is a feeling of love, and you must give love to receive what you love. And remember, when you wrote your desires, what it is that you want, it could not be anything against man, nature, or God. It must be for the good of all concerned. If not, you could only harm or destroy your own self. whatever you want to be in your life, whatever you want to do in your life, whatever you want to have in your life, the creation process is the same. Give love to receive love. Imagine it. Feel it. Receive it. When you want something and you really have a burning desire for that because you have really good reasons, you have a why. Your reason, the why you want it, is a very, very good reason. Your why is very, very strong. So when you have a really good reason why you want it, you don't worry about how you're going to get it. You don't worry about where it's going to come from or where the money's going to come from or where the help's going to come from. You focus on the end result, what it is exactly that you want, and then take steps moving forward to having it. As I said to one lady who needed a house, her house was leaking all over the place. They had ended up putting tarps on the roof because the roof was leaking. They didn't have any money to build a new home. They didn't have any money to buy a new house. They wanted to stay right where they were at because it was a relative, it was a family farm, whatever. So they're in this old farmhouse that's falling apart. I said, you need to focus on the end result, and the universe will bring you what it is you want. When you start worrying about how you're going to get it, you're saying, hey, I think I'm bigger than God. You know what? I got to figure this out because maybe God doesn't know everything. Well, let me tell you. You're just one small, single person, and even though you are that one small, tiny dot on this great big universe, then realize that that one little small dot of yours has a spiritual being within you. You are a spiritual being, which you are connected to that higher power. So you focus on what it is that you really, really, really want, have that burning desire, your heart's desire. Remember that desire is everything. So you are connected to the higher power. You focus on your desire, and the universe will bring you what it is that you want, or God, or source energy, or whatever you want to call it. The universal light of life's energy will bring you what it is you really, really want and need. Now, if you're going to criticize and worry and feed all this negative information and reasoning why you can't, shouldn't, can't have it, then you're not going to have it. If you're always constantly arguing and battling over why you can't have something, then you're arguing with the highest power of the universe saying, you know, I'm going to tell you why I can't have this, because I'm not good enough. I don't deserve it. You know what? You do deserve it. You were born to be rich. And when you're rich, then you are complimenting God or the higher power or source or whatever you want to call it. But when using the creation process, imagine and feel that you have what you want already and never deviate from that state of being. Why? Because the law of attraction copies whatever you give. And so you must imagine and feel having it now. Okay, I have a message that came across that someone wants to call in and speak to me. You know, that's actually something I have not done, but, you know, I could try it. And I'll do it the last 5 minutes of the show. You can actually text me if you want to. You can send me a text message to 217-473-5412. Or you can join me on chat, live chat, on blogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Superconscious Mind. And when you get on there, you just simply click on chat, and you can join me in the live chat box. I'm also on Facebook, but my Facebook fan pages have been changed drastically, and so I'm kind of like starting all over on Facebook. Okay, let's continue this, and then we're going to, about the last 5 minutes, I'll have you can call in, and you can actually call in on the number of, guest call in can call in to 347-637-2998. That, again, is 347-637-2998, 347-637-2998. Okay, here's an example. If you want to lose weight, then give love by imagining and feeling yourself with the body that you love instead of imagining and feeling that you're overweight every single day. This is a really good example because I hypnotize a lot of people for weight loss. My weight loss is very, very successful. I have exceptional success with people to lose weight. It is very easy to lose weight with hypnosis. We're reprogramming the mind so that you're not hungry between meals, you don't overeat, you don't stuff yourself, you don't have a craving for foods that are not good for you. However, I have done this for over 21 years, and one thing I have realized, and I know that is an actual scientific fact, is that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and I can't express that enough. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. We are all hypnotizing ourselves every day, all day long. So you come in to be hypnotized to lose weight. When you're done, you're hypnotized. Your eating habits have changed. Your desires have changed. You don't overeat. You don't snack between meals. You don't eat it late at night, and so on and so on. You don't have a craving for foods that are not good for you. You don't care for, and they're not even appealing anymore, foods that are heavy, greasy, sweet, rich, so on and so on. But then you wake up, you go to put something on, and the pants are too tight. You cannot hardly get them buttoned. And so you start thinking, oh, I am so fat. I hate being fat. And you start having all this negativity going through your mind. And again, and I counsel my clients before I actually hypnotize them. So with weight loss, all that thinking has to stop, because you are going to be reversing all the good that we're doing. And when you're hypnotized to lose weight, I strongly encourage, and it's a requirement, it's not even strongly encouraged, it's just a must. You have to listen to your CD once a day for at least 28 days to change your programming within. And when you're not doing the hypnosis, which is a CD, it's a recorded, it's about 35, 40 minutes of actual hypnosis that you listen to on a daily basis for 28 days to reinforce those suggestions to make your eating patterns and behaviors permanent for a lifetime, which it works, and it does. So in the daytime, when you're going through your typical day, having meals and getting dressed, whatever, you cannot be thinking, oh, I hate being fat, oh, I look so awful, oh, I'm so fat. And all you do is you're just reversing everything. So, again, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. We are hypnotizing ourselves every day, all day long. You have to stop all the negative chatter in the physical mind. And if you have not learned to do that, then go back to the show that I've done before on how to master the physical mind, how to master the mind. And it starts with something as simple as putting a thin, very thin rubber band around your wrist, and every time you have a negative thought or say anything negative, you snap it on the underside of your wrist so it hurts. And that negative thinking is just a bad habit. Negative thinking is a bad habit, nothing more. Bad habits can be broken. So I strongly encourage that if you have not learned to master the mind, that you go back and do so. But the negative chatter in the mind has to stop, because if you do not master your mind, then your mind will master you. And you will be one of those people that other people refer to as, oh my gosh, she is just her own worst enemy. So we're running out of time here, and you can call in to 317-637-2998, and I am going to bring on, I believe it is Tara. Okay, I think I'm back on, and I'm going to try to connect Tara. I'm going to try this one more time. I got cut off the last time. Tara, are you on?
My name is Tanya, CJ. How are you
Tanya,
today?
Tanya, I'm so sorry.
Yes, it's Tanya. Don't worry about it. It's okay. I just wanted to tell you that your program is wonderful. I've been in the self-enhancement industry for better than 30 years, and I just love your message. I was basically surfing the Blog Talk radio shows today, and yours is the second show that I came upon that's just really, really valuable. You're welcome. I'd like to honor you with a piece of prose, if I can. It tells you how I feel about all people everywhere.
Okay.
It's called Infinite Potential, And it's basically what you're talking about, because you're trying to get people to open up to the fact that they can have infinite potential and what it is that they like to be, do, and have in life if they just, you know, play with mathematics in the most positive sense of the word. So it goes like this. My love for you is like the flight of a silver bird on the wings of time, going through eternity towards an everlasting golden sunrise.
That's great.
I'm glad you liked it. I really am. How long have you been on the air, CJ?
Well, I actually started about 3 years ago, and I was on very seldom, once in a great while. Mm-hmm. And then the last year and a half, I started being on consistently. In the last year, I have tried to follow a program series, which the one before this one is Mastering Your Health, so that you can heal mm-hmm. yourself of injuries, illnesses, cancer, anything you want. And the people that just simply tried it were just more than amazed.
Do you have those on archive, CJ? Are they archived?
They are. They're all recorded.
Yeah.
Recorded, and you can listen to them. I do hypnosis. I help people to heal, but it's something that anyone can do. And, again, you know, I mean, anyone can heal themselves, and you mm-hmm. focus on the healing. But, again, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So if you want to be the martyr and call everybody to tell everyone how bad you are, you know, it's you're just not going to heal. So I mm-hmm. explained that you have to stay, the mind has to stay very positive. I shattered my arm about 2.5 years ago, fell out of a tree.
Oh, fine.
And so mm-hmm. my reflexes, my right arm went up, and I just shattered my bone. It was just literally, as the doctor said, hundreds of breaks. And so I used only hypnosis. They put a cast on, but I used the hypnosis only and did the general healing of health problems. And I had it completely healed, all the cast off, no surgeries, no pins, nothing, no surgeries or anything. And I did it through the power of the mind in 12 days. Had all my strength back,
wow.
perfectly aligned. The doctor was Mark Green, which he was totally amazed. And he said, I believe in miracles, but this is highly unusual. And so we became good friends. I'm not against doctors at all, and I encourage people to actually go to doctors. But when you have a doctor that is open and receptive to alternative treatments, holistic, then everything works together for the good.
That's fantastic.
You for calling and sharing. Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. And you said that, did you take this, is this a book or a program, Infinite Potential?
Infinite Potential is the name of the piece of prose. And I'm just, you know, if you wanted to check me out to find out a little bit about me with one of the businesses I have, you can check me out at Red Diamond Marketing. You can take a look at that. Has nothing to do with what
it is. Tell me again, what is that? You are at web?
Red Diamond Marketing.
Okay. I'm going to check it out.
Okay. But, CJ, I'll probably drop by and listen to your show again, and I'd like to basically listen to the archives that have to do with health.
Yeah.
I think that would be really cool. But where are you located? I mean, where are you from?
I am south of Chicago, near Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, I see. Okay. Huh? I'm actually calling from the province of British Columbia. The phone number that you're looking at on your dashboard is a Magic Jack number.
Oh, okay.
But I'm actually in Canada. But thank you so much for your time and your courtesy, and I love your message. I really do. I'll come by and listen to you again. That's for sure.
Thank you. Thank you for joining.
Okay. Have a great
Bye-bye.
Day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that completes our show for today. So thank you, and join us again next week.